Gospel can't do you any good if you just know it. You've got to hold fast to it, and that means count on it, stand on it, believe it, preach it, and live by it, talk it, and walk it. God chose to find a man, and I really believe this, who could carry the weight. Someone who could pay the price to get the message out. Children, but this man was so on fire with a message and a purpose, a destiny, that nothing could stop him. And isn't it interesting how some folks think the more grace, the less you have to do? Here he says, the more grace I got, the more I did. The reason you aren't happy today is because you never got over yourself and put it on the cross and walked away and said, that is not me. It may be coming along, but I got news for you. It isn't me. I may have a luggage rack, honey, but I don't have any luggage in it. Yeah. Too many of God's people have looked at their infirmities and their weaknesses and said, that's who I am. Christianity has reduced itself to a self-righteous level that is incredible. We are going around using our own credit. Verse 30, if I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. Isn't that something? Folks, I think we expect too much and we give too little, and it's clouded our perspective on life and reality. God is waiting for you to catch on to the fact that getting the gospel out isn't about you and your comfort.